And welcome to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland. We'll have some live music during this hour provided by members of the Ancora String Quartet, one of whose members is a voice you may be familiar with here, right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll get to that in a second. And the members of the group are violinist Leon League and Robin Ryan. The violist is Marka Fisher Hoyt, who is our WPR staffer that you may have heard on the weekends. And then their cellist is also, their cellist is Benjamin Whitcomb. And we'll be hearing some, demonstrations of techniques from them, maybe some complete pieces. You never know. We'll see how the afternoon progresses. We'll have the quiz question at 12:30 as usual. And now let's hear something from the quartet, starting with Marka Fisher Hoyt. And so we'll find out a little about some of these pieces that you have discovered.
Thank you, Norman. Thank you for having us on this show. It's wonderful to be here in the studio and to share this beautiful music with the WPR listenership. We are gearing up for our recital tomorrow evening at First Unitarian Society. I'm going to speak about the pieces in a little bit, but I thought to tell about the concert, I would have our first violinist, Leanne League, talk about it, and here she is.
It's nice to be here on the air today, and we just wanted to make sure that we get the word out about our concert tomorrow night. It's going to be at the Landmark Auditorium at the First Unitarian Society. Mm-hmm. The concert starts at 7:30, and we'll be doing these Mendelssohn fugues that we'll play today in the studio, as well as the Beethoven Opus 18 number 5 and Schumann's Quartet number 1 in A minor.
That sounds like a full enough program to me. And we'll be hearing some of the Beethoven, a good deal of it
exactly,
today, as a matter of fact. So, now about these Mendelssohn fugues, are you ready to tell us about them now, Marika?
Yes, it's a funny story. I'd never heard of them, and I learned about them from a Mendelssohn scholar named John Michael Cooper, who came to Whitewater to do some consultation for a performance of Mendelssohn there. And while I was performing there too, and he mentioned these quartets and had my quartet ever played them? I said, no, we haven't played them. We never even heard of them. And he said, well, it happened to be that he had made a new edition of them, and he'd be happy to forward us the music if we were interested in performing it. So he did, and we looked it over, and we loved them, and we decided to program them for our fall concert. They have a kind of interesting history.
We'll hear some of that after we've heard a couple of these fugues. The Mendelssohn, of course, he knew his traditional music inside out. It was, in fact, Mendelssohn who gets the credit for, reintroducing Bach introducing Bach to the concert repertory.
Yes, he did, after Bach's music had been laying dormant for 100 years. And that's an interesting parallel to this story about his fugues, because they lay dormant for 100 years as well. But why don't we play the first two? There's 12 of them altogether, and we will be playing 4 tomorrow. We'll play numbers 2 and 3 for you now. Thank you.
Well, there's the first two of the four that we'll be hearing, and they show Mendelssohn as, is it safe to say, a master of counterpoint?
Well, I don't know if he was a master yet. He was 13.
Oh, is that right?
13 years old when he composed that. He had just completed a few years with his longtime teacher, would become his longtime teacher, Carl Friedrich Zelter, who was steeped in the tradition of J.S. Bach and who was really wanting to pass on the baton of that kind of music to the future. It wasn't in the style then, but he was committed to that style of teaching that to Mendelssohn. So he taught Mendelssohn simple canons, fugues, convertible counterpoint that Benjamin can tell you all about. And these were some of the first compositions that Mendelssohn wrote, having studied all that. He wrote these for string quartet, and they get progressively more complicated as you go through the 12. So the ones we just played are fairly straightforward. The ones we're going to play in a minute are ones that incorporate a cantus firmus into them, which Benjamin will tell you all about.
All right, we're going to hear about cantus firmus then before we hear these other two.
What am I supposed to say?
About cantus firmus.
Cantus firmus, you're on.
Well, the fugues 9 and 8, and that's the order we're doing them in, right? Both have a chorale. They're like a fugue and a chorale prelude in a way. And that while we're doing a fugue, some of us are doing a fugue. There's a tune, a slower chorale tune that's going on at the same time. Not always at the same time, but that's another contrapuntal device that Bach was fond of. And it seemed like a lot of these fugues, Mendelssohn is going through and, okay, yep, I've done that one, I've done that one. He's making sure that he's covered all of the tools in Bach's contrapuntal toolkit.
So we'll hear a good selection of tools here in these other two of the four. They're just called fugues?
12 fugues for string quartet composed in 1821. He never published them.
Okay, here we go. This is about, by the way, just about the time young Mendelssohn was writing all those string symphonies, too.
That's right.
Those are very impressive works.
All right. Thank you.
two more of the total of 12 fugues for a string quartet by the 13-year-old Mendelssohn, and this is not only the time when he was writing those string symphonies, but also just 2 years before he wrote that spectacular octet. So we will be hearing in a moment the first movement of an early string quartet by Beethoven, 18, number 5. What about it, Leanne League?
Well, it's a gorgeous and delightful piece. It is early Beethoven, so it's an example of his mastery of the classical form. It doesn't have any of the mysterious, slow introductions that some of the later quartets have. It just opens right up with a burst of happiness and sort of continues on in that same vein for much of the whole piece, actually. In that way, it's a little bit unusual that it maintains that overall character without too much disruption, not much Sturm und Drang in this one.
Not yet.
So...
All right, here it is. First movement of Beethoven's String Quartet, Opus 18, number 5, Ancora String Quartet.
Thank you.
Listening to the Ancora String Quartet live in our studio here during the midday. We'll be hearing more from them, more Beethoven, in fact. That was the first movement of Beethoven's String Quartet, Opus 18, number 5. And now, back to the Ancora String Quartet and Beethoven. So a second movement we would expect would be something lyrical, and maybe Robin can give us some insight into that.
Well, as Leanne said, much of the quartet really is quite lyrical and joyful, and this minuet and trio does provide a little more of the same.
Anyone else want to weigh in on that? Sometimes it's that simple. All right, here we go. This is a minuet and trio from a Beethoven who is still in his 20s.
Thank you.
You have a genteel, very late 18th century sounding Beethoven minuet with trio from his string quartet, Opus 18, number 5. That. And now back to members of the Ancora string quartet. Do you have a, before we get into more Beethoven, do you have a sense, let's see, who could we pass this one? Let's go over to Leanne again, Leanne Leig, the is it safe to say first violinist with the string quartet? Is that the proper protocol? That's okay?
There are. I mean, I think in Emerson, they alternate. I mean, and I've had friends also who switch parts, but we pretty much stick to our roles.
And so do you have a sense of the scope of the repertory for the Ancora string quartet, the kind of thing that you'd say, oh, that should be just right for us?
Well, I think that we, in all honesty, there is one member of this group who says that we're going to do a Beethoven quartet every year until the end of time. Well, so there's one anchor of our repertoire.
So you've got, what, 16 to work with, right?
Exactly. So we just keep going through them. If we run out of years, we'll keep going. And I think the rest of us fully support that idea. So we try to do that. I mean, in all seriousness, there have been seasons, I think, where we didn't, for programmatic reasons, where we've done another idea, but I think we almost always have. And then aside from that, I think we do try to seek out lesser-known works, and not always by lesser-known composers, but, for example, we did a Verdi string quartet. And
sure,
normally
not very well-known.
You think of Verdi, he's a well-known composer, but lesser known as a chamber music composer. And the Schumann that we're doing tomorrow is, you can't really call it obscure in any way, but it's certainly less renowned than a lot of the string quartets of Beethoven or Haydn. He don't immediately think of Schumann and string quartets. So that's one connection we like to make. And then sometimes just an out-and-out lesser-known composer, Raff or
who was a
Chadwick.
Beethoven contemporary, the American.
You know, American composers. So I do think there is that, and I think we have often thought of ourselves as looking for unique pieces. And
I remember we were given a unique program by...
That's right. There was one year we did Critics' Choice.
Oh, I
remember
that. Yes, actually, yes.
I think you helped contribute to our program.
Not considering myself a critic, that's right. I contributed.
But you contributed.
The Hindemith, yes.
Right, the Minimax, which was great fun to play.
Great fun to watch and to listen to.
And
also,
I still tell students and other people stories about that piece because it's fun to do the unique, lesser-known works, and especially a humorous piece where you can enjoy the memory of having done something like that for years to
well,
come.
Well, next time you come in, maybe we'll hear
Minimax. Yeah, we do a little Minimax. I like that idea. So.
Hindemith at his highest sense of humor. But also, I'm told by members of your group, I believe, that it's no pushover to play.
No, it was not easy. You know, I think another thing that is neat in our quartet is that I think we each bring a different, you know, in the musical world, you've got your sound people, your form people, your melody people, people who are really brought alive by the different aspects of music. And so I think we all bring something slightly different to the table when we do go to actually select the works for the year. So it's kind of a great collaboration when there's no one leader. We just come to agreement.
You mentioned this concert tomorrow. When and where and what is that?
That is one of our sort of anchor programs. So we tend to put together some anchor programs. Then we go around the state. This year we're going to play it. I don't have all these dates, unfortunately, but we're going to play in Richland Center at the Stoughton Opera House. But
Janesville
and Beloit. Okay, so the list goes on a little bit. But we kind of put together these anchor programs at FUS. And so then we'll draw from that programming and present it in the concerts that we do as we travel across the state. So this one tomorrow, I think I already said the pieces on it. It's these Mendelssohn fugues, the Beethoven that we're playing some of today, the Schumann A minor, which is a great contrast to the Beethoven. I mean, the slow movement of the Schumann is elegant and undulating, but sort of emotionally more devastating. It's not, it doesn't have any of this.
Something going on in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's definitely...
It's definitely a foil for the Beethoven.
We actually just heard that earlier this morning.
Oh, really?
Sheer Chance.
Oh,
Schumann
wow.
A minor. Yeah.
That's great, yeah. Well, I'm in love with that piece, but definitely different from the Beethoven.
So, that sounds like a pretty diverse repertory to me for the Ancora String Quartet. Now, why don't we go... first, you're going to explain quickly what FUS is. You referred to that, and then we're going to go quickly into this third movement of the Beethoven String Quartet, Opus 18, number 5.
Yes, I had said that our concert tomorrow is at 7:30 at FUS, and FUS, for those who don't know, is the First Unitarian Society.
So, got it.
Just to clarify.
Okay, so here's our Opus 5, number 3, third movement.
Thank you. Thank you.
And there you have that third movement from my guests today, the Ancora String Quartet, the third movement of the Beethoven Opus 18, number 5. And thanks one and all for coming in today and performing, and we'll look forward to that next time.
Thank you for having us.